And finally, to boxing and the way it's portrayed in the fiction of FX Tool. The writer died in 2002, 2 years before the film adaptation of his short story, Million Dollar Baby, won the Oscar. He wrote fiction all his life, but wasn't published until he was 70 years old. Now, his first novel has been published posthumously. Tom Vitale met FX Tool in New York when the writer's first book of stories appeared and has our report.
Pound for Pound picks up where Million Dollar Baby left off, in the boxing ring. The novel is about an aging trainer devastated by a series of personal losses and an 18-year-old Tex-Mex boxer who dreams of becoming a champion but has been set up to lose by unscrupulous promoters. The reading is by Bruce Bott.
Chicky changed clothes and waited in the silence as whoops of victory came from Reyes's friends down the hall. Wardell emptied water bottles, dumped ice, and began to put all his gear together. Chicky spoke to himself, the words falling dead in the air. When you can't even win when you win, then you ain't never gonna win.
October 2000, Gleason's Gym in Brooklyn, where Muhammad Ali once trained. FX Tool, white-haired, tall, and wiry, has come here to talk about his literary debut. But he's more interested in the young welterweight hitting his trainer's mitts in the ring.
Back foot when he throws the right hand.
See his right foot? He'll just stay right like this.
Bam, bam.
So you cannot turn that ass, right? If you don't turn that ass, you can't turn the shot. So now your punches, though they may not feel good to the other guy, they're not going to really hurt him the way it would be if you had the leverage behind it.
FX Tool said walking into that gym was like coming home. He was a lifelong boxing fan. Then, when he was 49 years old, after three broken marriages and three children, a stint in the Navy, a stab at acting, and a turn as a bullfighter in Mexico City, Tool walked into a Los Angeles gym, began to train, and he became a boxer. Tool said what attracted him to the sport was the bond between character and fate.
It's all on me, the fighter. I must be fully prepared. I can't hide in the team. I can't have a little error here and everybody slaps my hand and tells me it's okay. In boxing, I have a mental error and you kick my ass. That's what I get for that. I don't get patted on the back or on the ass for making a mistake. I get smacked in the head. Everything counts. Everything is immediate. Everything is important. Everything is fundamental. Everything has a payoff, good or bad.
When we met, a lifetime of writing had finally paid off for the 70-year-old author. Tool's first book of stories was garnering rave reviews, and he had a contract for a boxing novel. That 366-page book has just been published after Tool's agent cobbled the story together from an unfinished 900-page manuscript.
There's this sort of vivid electric voice that runs throughout the book, and it's so authentically personal that you can't help but think that, you know, it's Tool's spirit that's animating the book.
Time magazine critic Lev Grossman calls Pound for Pound that most rare and absorbing of pleasures, a great boxing novel.
For Tool, the boxing ring is a kind of crucible. It's a place where character is revealed. I think the way other writers write about marriage or about war, for Tool, it's the boxing ring that shows people who they are.
For some other critics, the problem with Pound for Pound is that the people in the novel are the same characters in Million Dollar Baby. The old Irish-American trainer and the hungry young boxer, the trainer's African-American business partner and best friend, their Catholic guilt and redemption, and their shared triumphs and defeats. But Tool said you can't write about boxing without being repetitive.
There's only so many punches. One, two, and there's a hook, right? A hook to the body, a hook to the head. There's only so many things that are available to you to write about. And boxing is akin to iambic pentameter. The limitations of iambic pentameter only make the poet better for those limitations. So I decided to work within the limitations of boxing.
When Tool worked within the limitations of the ropes, cracked inlays and a busted nose ended his fights as a boxer. But he continued his career from the corner of the ring, first as a cut man and then as a trainer. His novel Pound for Pound includes blow-by-blow descriptions researched the hard way. In this flashback from the novel, the trainer remembers the fight that ended his boxing career.
When the shots kept coming to the face and Cooley tried to block them, Garza went to the body with the ball-peen hammers again. Cooley felt something give in his ribs, wasn't sure if it was a separation or a break. Garza came back with another left to the ribs, and Cooley felt something crack on his right side, sensed it in his spine. gagged and had to fight off shock like it was another opponent. Cut flesh doesn't hurt like broken bone. Stab and horn wounds cause delayed hurt, but broken bones are quick as a bumble bite. And Cooley's face twisted as he lost his ability to keep his right hand up for protection.
Critic Lev Grossman says FX Tool is not just a boxing writer, he's a writer's writer, and a good one.
I can certainly say that I'm not a boxing fan, never been to a match. I don't watch them on ESPN2, but I couldn't get enough of that stuff. Tool really, he tells you how, you know, the boxers tape their gloves and what it is that the cut guy is putting on a wounded boxer's face. And he invests those details with a meaning that they never would have had for me otherwise.
FX Tool said he wrote his first book in 1958, another novel about bullfighting. But it was rejected by publishers, along with a handful of other novels and a trunk full of stories and plays written over the next four decades. But Tool never threw in the towel on his literary career. He said writing was its own reward.
In order to win, you have to take a chance to lose. And even when you lose, you win. Even when you lose, you learn something, no matter what it is you do in life. And you just have to be tough enough to take the shots. The world gives everybody a bad deal. We're all little people to be crushed. So we have to decide to not be crushed and or do our best not to be crushed. And the best way to do that is to become involved in life and in the things I got involved in, and they're important to me, are boxing and writing and a few other things.
FX Tool died from complications following heart surgery in September 2002. In an afterword to Pound for Pound, Tool's children write that their father's last words were, "Doc, get me just a little more time. I gotta finish my book."
Once Chickie settled into the routine of his new job and the hump-busting training sessions in the gym, he began to believe in himself again, especially when he heard the pop, pop, bang when he fired jabs and leads and hooks into the mitts, Earl calling the combinations like a drill sergeant. "Come off that hind toe. Do it. That's my baby. Do it again. Do it pretty for me."
For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
You can listen to Tom Vitale's original profile of FX Tool at our website, npr.org. You'll also find a brief excerpt from Pound for Pound.